Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Doug is looking for a second date update with a woman named Camilla. Hello, Doug.
Hey, thanks for your help. How you doing?
Happy to do it, and we're doing well. Thanks for asking. So let's start from the beginning. How'd you meet Camilla, and how'd the first date go?
I met her at a sports bar, actually, watching the Bengals Monday Night Football. So it was actually a sad night, but it was good to meet her. I don't know. First impressions, I thought she was really cool. I've actually been divorced, so yay, getting back out there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really been dating a ton, but I guess my issue is, like, I don't really feel like there's, like, you know, viable women for me and age group that, you know, I kind of prefer.
What age group do you kind of prefer?
I think kind of like 28 to 32 is sort of like the sweet spot for me, I'm finding. Like, okay. You know, they're not too old. Like, you know, don't really.
How old are you?
I'll be turning 40 soon.
Okay.
40?
Okay. Hopefully that's not too old in your estimation.
It's not for me to judge, my friend.
28 to 32? Okay. No, I don't think it's too old.
Just good with it. Well, I think the age of, what is it, divide by two and add nine, and that's the lowest
the
you should go.
Yes, I think so.
So if you're 40, then 20 plus 29, you shouldn't be going any less than 29, yeah, according to that math.
All right, I'll adjust.
Adjust a smidge?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I don't know, just, you know, an average guy looking for, you know, a woman that doesn't, or, I mean, let's see. I just don't want a woman, like, with, you know, a bunch of kids and, like, divorce. Like, I've been through that, you know?
Meaning you don't want a woman with baggage?
I hate to use that word, but I guess that's what I'm implying, you know? I've been through it, and I'm just, yeah.
Baggage has such a negative connotation to it, doesn't
it? It does, but that's why I used it, because I was trying to get at the root of what he's really feeling.
I mean, is it that, you know, she's got all this baggage, or is it that you've just, do you have any kids?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, they're almost grown, and I kind of don't want to go back through that part of my life again.
You don't want, you know, to raise any more children?
Maybe we'll replace baggage with responsibilities.
All right, fair enough. So here's the thing. I stepped out of my sweet spot, I guess you could say, and I decided to ask out maybe a more mature, experienced woman.
Okay.
And anyway, a few days after the Bengals embarrassing loss, we went out for dinner. I think we had a great time. Good conversation, good food, fine wine, a little, I think we had chocolate mousse for dessert even. I'd say I was a total gentleman. I didn't try to kiss her or, you know, cross the line or anything. I did give her a hug, though, and, you know, I said it was a really nice time, and I'd like to see her again. And I mean, I don't exactly remember what she said, but we definitely walked out thinking, like, you know, it was good to go. Like, we'd see each other again. I've called twice, texted a few times, and she's not getting back to me. So I have no clue as to what went wrong.
I'll float a theory out there. Do you think that maybe she's blowing you off because she doesn't feel like you're as enthusiastic as she would like you to be about going out with her again? Because you just sound kind of like, eh, you could take her or leave her. You know, you took her for a ride, and it was okay. You'd go out with her again. But I'm not getting a sense that you're really into her.
You know, it sadly might be, it might not be her. It's me and, like, my scar tissue, if you will.
Mm.
You know, I am probably more cautious with who I open my heart to. I mean, I don't know if you've been divorced, but I mean,
who, me?
Sorry. Have you? I don't know your whole life story.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe you get it.
I get it.
Once or
twice.
So maybe
it's that. It's not her, it's me, not to, you know, sound like I'm making a joke, but
I got you.
That's valid. I hear you.
Why don't we do this? We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll call Camilla and just get a feel for her, you know, see what's on her mind.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Throw your name out there, see how she reacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for, so thank you.
Then hang on. We'll do that next as we continue with Second Date Update. Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Doug met Camilla at a bar. While they were all watching Monday Night Football, and she's a little out of his usual type. Usually goes for a certain age group. She was a little bit older, but he really liked her. Seemed to really like her. They had a great time, had a nice dinner. Hasn't heard from her since, and he's kind of confused because it felt, you know, like a lot of these go. He thought it was great. Thought for sure he'd be hearing from this person again. He reached out. There's been no response, and here we are. So unless there's an important detail or something that you left out the first time that you want to get in there before we make the call, Doug, something we need to know, now's the time.
No, I think I put it all out there. I'm an open book.
All right, so let's call her up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Camilla?
Yes, it is.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you? What's going on?
You sound thrilled to be hearing from us. That was her polite.
I'm just wondering what's happening.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We are big fans of yours. Through a friend we have in common, we heard from someone you know who was inquiring about you. Do you remember Doug, who you went on a date with recently? You met him at that bar. Y'all were watching Monday Night Football, and then you guys went out shortly after.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Really?
Uh-oh.
He is calling you guys?
He is.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So you know how second date update goes, it sounds like.
Yes, I do. Okay. I sure do.
So it's your turn, and... Of all the guys.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Doug.
I'm convinced he has just zero clue. He is the kind of guy that says things without realizing exactly what he's saying.
Oh. Like what?
Unknown people.
What did he say?
Okay, well, not only did he inform me that I am older than what he usually goes for, and then... He added, oh, but you do look younger, and you're in good shape for your age. I mean,
oh, no.
Whatever. Oh, my God. So that was just bad enough, but the big kicker for me was that I was showing him a picture of myself with my friend who happens to be younger than I am, and she's, you know, an attractive friend.
Oh, no.
And he totally ignored what I was showing him in the picture and said, oh, who's that? She's hot. How old is she? Is she single? I mean, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay, so Doug, now that you've heard this straight from Camilla's mouth, does that frame it in a different perspective for you?
Okay. Hi, Camilla. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
I didn't really say it that way. That sounds out of context. I was just joking around. I didn't mean anything by it, all right? I just noticing and, I don't know, appreciating a good-looking person. And she had a nice blouse on. That's all I said. Hello? Did she hang up on me?
Yeah. Oh. I am sorry. I don't think so. That was just completely inappropriate and rude. And you don't sit on a date with one woman and talk about how hot another woman is.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
No, you just don't. And I don't want to be with a man who's checking out other women when he's with me.
Especially your friends.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus. I'd be constantly worried that he was going to trade me in for, you know, the younger model, as they say. So,
My God.
No, thank you.
I wasn't checking her out, by the way. I noted in a picture, you know, an inanimate object. But, okay, you've got issues. Sorry. Now I know.
Oh, dude. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, the girls are teaming up. Not gonna win. Now I know the truth.
Now you
Thank
know.
You.
Well, you
Save
know. I
me.
Mean, can you kind of understand her point? I
yeah.
mean, can you kind of see where
yeah,
maybe
she has a low self-esteem and her ego, and it's fine. I triggered her. Whatever.
God.
Done. Okay. Moving
yep.
on.
Okay.
Thank you. Because you couldn't be bothered to communicate with me in any other fashion, so I had to go this way.
So no chance of a second date?
Oh,
Jeff.
I'm not offering.
No, oh, I'm not offering. Look at that. He is an A. Hey, hey.
Yeah. Right. See what I'm saying?
I am A-plus material. You are correct. Thank
okay.
you.
I got to go, actually, before I get really pissed off.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Well, Camilla, we thank you for taking the call and indulging us. Thank you for at least having the conversation and clearing this up for us.
Of course, you guys.
Appreciate it.
You guys I like. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you. And, Doug, keep our number handy if we can ever help you out again. Give us a shout.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, Doug.
This was spot on. Thank you, guys.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Take it easy.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
All right. First of all, if you need our help with the second date update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.